Dr. Kerry Jackson heads up the International Medical Clinic at Harborview Hospital. Over the years, he's seen patients with crushed tracheas, head trauma, untreated knife wounds, broken arms and legs that were never properly reset. One patient required an amputation.
What we're in the business of is cleaning up after warfare.
All of these cases involved refugees and asylum seekers who were tortured in their native countries and were looking to start a new life in the United States.
You name the conflict, Bosnia, Kosovo, Ethiopia. You name the conflict, and then what happens is when people come here and they begin to rebuild their lives, they're incredibly successful at that, but they carry some of the scars, and our job is to sort of engage with those scars on various levels, either physical or mental, and help them manage those as they rebuild their lives.
The International Medical Clinic at Harborview, along with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project and Lutheran Community Services Northwest, are working together to serve this population. Now they have a $300,000 grant from the federal government. The money will pay for a full-time immigration lawyer and more medical care. Over the past year, this group of nonprofits has served more than 200 people. Beth Farmer, a social worker with Lutheran Community Services Northwest, is constantly amazed by her clients.
I often think that if these things had happened to me, I don't know if I would smile again or laugh or be able to work three jobs, invest in a family, and they do all of these things.
Dr. Kerry Jackson says one of his current patients is an example of this resiliency. The asylum seeker is from the Ivory Coast. He fled the country after being tortured with electricity. Speaking broken English and hungry to work and earn money to bring his family to the United States, Jackson says the man traveled from Brooklyn, New York to Seattle, where he got medical help at Harborview, then went north to Alaska to work in the fishing industry. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.